I'm tired, I'm worn, my heart is heavy from the work it takes to keep on breathing. I've made mistakes, I've let my hope fail, my soul feels crushed by the weight of this world.
redemption of mankind's righteous cause. Our souls will be unworthy of those martyred for the sake of God's commission. Much more unworthy of God who gives us everything.
Welcome, Hope Show listeners. It's hard to believe that another week has passed us by already. It seems like the older I get, the faster the weeks seem to pass. But I'm very happy that we are all joined back together here to worship the Lord on this beautiful Saturday here on the Hope Show. Today's message is going to be called Spring Cleaning. Everybody knows what spring cleaning is, and most of us dread this time of the year. If you're like me, there is always that one room in your house where everything gets placed that you have no other place to put it. It becomes a storage room, and over time it gets really cluttered, sometimes to the point you can hardly walk in the room. And for you men, maybe it's your garage. Well, when these places get so full that you can't move around in them anymore, then it's time to do some spring cleaning. That means decluttering your space, perhaps letting go of some of the things that you don't use anymore. And as a matter of fact, I have been working on some decluttering in my own house. I guess I'm a little late with the spring cleaning as we are nearly into summertime now, but I don't know about all you guys, but I tend to hang on to things for sentimental reasons. Or like my dad always used to say, he was the same way. He would save everything. And perhaps that's because, you know, he lived kind of through the Depression times and things like that, but, you know, he'd always save boxes and jars and you know, just different things, you know, that, and he'd save them for a rainy day, he would say, you know, you never know when you're going to need that again. And so he repurposed the things, a lot of the things that he saved. You never know what you might need, but if you throw it away, you will surely need it later. Friends, our minds can become like this too, cluttered and full of chaos. Sometimes our minds need a good spring cleaning. And so let's take this time to go to an opening prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, first of all, we want to thank you for bringing each of us together today to worship you, study your word, and share fellowship with one another. Thank you for waking each of us up today to a fresh new day, a brand new start. Father, we live in this world, but we are not of this world. But this world, the enemy, has an impact on our minds and our hearts. Our minds can get so cluttered. Sometimes it takes a serious toll on our bodies. We all need to do spring cleaning on our minds as general maintenance. And Father, today we open our hearts and minds to you. We choose to release everything that's keeping us from your best. Search and know our mind and heart, Father. Show us through today's message what we need to let go of so that we can be our best for you. Father, please anoint this vessel. May the words I speak be the words you want me to say. Use me to get your message out to all of your children. And in Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, Amen. Thank you for joining me in that opening prayer, friends, before we get started on today's message. And so, let's begin with Psalm 51:10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Spring is usually a time that we see as starting fresh, new beginnings. Spring is my favorite season, and it is for that reason. It represents a fresh start, a new beginning for me. It represents new birth and reminds me of all of God's promises. But just like our homes need that deep cleaning from time to time, needs that purging of things that's not used, so does our minds. Our spiritual lives need deep cleaning too. Sometimes the work that needs to be done can seem so overwhelming that we might start but just to quickly decide it's too much and shut the door behind you and declare that for the day you are finished with it. Out of sight, out of mind. I've been there. I know how that is. I've actually been working on a couple of different rooms around my house, and I've been seriously procrastinating because there's so much in there and it's just so overwhelming and I don't know what I'm going to do with it, and I need to start downsizing. But shutting the door and saying, out of sight, out of mind, that rarely solves anything. And our minds are much like those overstuffed, messy rooms. What are you clinging to today, spiritually, that you need to get rid of once and for all? Let's face it, the room or the rooms that we choose to clutter with all that stuff that we acquired over time is probably filled with a bunch of things that are collecting cobwebs, are broken, outdated, impulse buys, boxes that we haven't even opened in years, or things that we shouldn't have purchased in the first place. And our minds are similar to this. There is so much abandoned but not forgotten junk in our mind. We have compartmentalized areas of our brain that we store things, just like the rooms in our house. Some are good things and some are bad things. Some memories serve a purpose, but others do not. We tuck things like shame, guilt, pain, hurt, unforgiveness, anger, and bitterness over past mistakes into the recesses of our mind. We also hide things like addictions, fear of punishment, fear of failure, self-disqualifying thoughts, trauma, grief, loss, and all kinds of other insecurities and poor self-esteem, and a whole slew of other negative emotions in the recesses of our mind. And so you see how easy it is for our mind to become so cluttered. We hide these parts away from the rest of the world, but we can't hide these things from God because He knows our heart. He knows what's in our mind. He knows what we are thinking. He knows us better than we know ourselves. We hold on to too many things in our mind. We keep on stuffing things into our mind, shoving it farther and farther back, because the process of letting go can be so painful. Friends, let's be honest with ourselves today. Is God working on your heart and mind? Is He revealing something to you today? Is there anything that you've hidden in the untouched corners of your mind? Anything that you have been avoiding, that you know that you need to take care of, to rid yourself of, to give it to God? Is there something holding you back today from being the best that God has intended you to be? What if we decided today to unpack all of that baggage and put it at God's feet? What if we actively turned away from all of our sins, repented, and said, enough. Here you go, God. Here's all the broken pieces of my life. I lay them down before you. They are all yours now. In 1 John 1:9, the Bible tells us, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God is ready to give each one of you a fresh new start. Are you ready to turn all your cares over to him? Is your faith in him strong enough to take that leap of faith, to allow him to work in your life and give you that fresh new start? It can feel a bit scary allowing yourself to be so vulnerable. It's a little unnerving downsizing your possessions. So often we hold on to things because we think we will need them or use them sometime again one day. And sometimes we just feel an attachment to something and we can't bear the thought of donating it to some worthy cause. I get it. I know how that feels. As I said earlier, I'm in the middle of doing some downsizing myself right now, and it's hard. Everything I own has a sentimental memory attached to it, and I'm a very sentimental person. So much so that every gift my daughter gave me in school and growing up, it's boxed away in a tote. Everything from her school, her grade cards and awards that she won and things like that. And even now with the grandchildren, you know, some 30 years later, I'm still holding on to things, all of their artwork, you know, and I have that all up in totes too. And I can't bear to part with one piece because I think that was a gift from them to their mom or to their mama. And it just breaks my heart at the thought of even throwing one piece away. And so I get it. I know how hard it is to get rid of things. And, you know, even the, on the flip side, you know, the things that are in our mind, the things of our past, that is so hard to overcome. It's so hard to get all those negative things out of our mind. And stop. At some point you have to forgive yourself. You have to give yourself permission to live, to move forward. And Jesus Christ wants to help you do that today. It's up to us. We have to make that choice because God doesn't make us do anything. But when we make that choice, when we're tired of living with all that negativity and all those emotions and all those feelings from the past that serve us no purpose, God is there to pick us up. He will not let us fall. It's been a very difficult and slow process for me, downsizing, the last few months. And it's taking me way longer than it should. But I get it, folks. I really do. It's uncomfortable and sometimes painful getting rid of things, whether it be physical possessions or decluttering your mind. Things tend to bog us down and clutter our lives. In the end, it's oftentimes gratifying, though, to rid your lives of all that clutter. As crazy as it may seem, you know, I'm downsizing right now, and so I'm taking baby steps. But even my clothes, you know, and maybe this stems back from when I was a child. We didn't have a lot when I was a child. And while everybody else was getting new clothes and things for school, I wasn't putting on any weight. I was just growing taller. And so my folks didn't have a lot. And so as long as I could fit into those clothes, then I didn't get any new clothes until I outgrew them. And so I probably have an unhealthy relationship with clothes, I guess, because when I get them, it's like I don't want to get rid of them, because as a child, I didn't have that much. But the other day, I finally was in one of those moods that I don't get into very often, and I decided that, okay, today's the day. I'm feeling like really getting rid of some stuff, and so I better move on this while I'm in that mood. And so I ended up getting rid of about two or three bags of clothing. And I always take my stuff to the donation bin because, you know, I just want someone else to get some enjoyment and out of that. But you know, just as I said a moment ago, as tough as it was to get rid of it, after it was gone, it really was gratifying. It wasn't in my space anymore. I didn't have to worry about it. It was going to a new home, and I was happy. It makes you feel better in the long run so that you can be a healthier you. Where are you at in your spiritual walk with God today? Do you need to rid yourself of some negative energy so that you can get back to focusing all your energy on God? There is no better time than now to jump right in and get to some of that spiritual spring cleaning. Start with one thing at a time. Don't try to tackle everything all at once. It's too overwhelming. You'll get too discouraged. Whatever area you decide to begin, remember that you are never alone. And it's the same way with the spiritual cleaning too. You know, start small. Take it to God. Pray over it. Ask Him to help you. And just remember, you are never alone. God wants to help you cut through all that spiritual clutter in your life. Psalms 139, I have been told, is a kind of a spring cleaning prayer of sorts, written by David. And I want to share this with you right now. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all of my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in, behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I take the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me, and your right hand shall hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness shall hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are beautiful, and I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depth of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days adorned for me were written in your book before any of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them! Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake and I am still with you. And then I'm going to skip down to verses 23 and 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Friends, what a beautiful chapter. Psalms 139. God knows every hair on our head. He created us. He knows every part of us, and how we feel, and what we think. He cares for us, and He loves us. He loves every part of us, the good and the bad. He created us with a plan for our lives. And if we're holding on to excess baggage, and if we have cluttered minds, then we are not living as God planned for us. That is not our best life. God wants to take all those broken pieces of us and put us back together healthy and whole again, so that we can have the best life that He intended for us. And so, while I go to this short break, I want you to just think about what I've said so far this morning. And just be thinking, you know, is the Lord laying something upon your heart this morning? Something that He's just tugging on your heart that you really need to let go of? Something from the past? Something going on now? What is it?
Into my soul, who can spin the world around and hold me ever close? Who can search the depths of me and love me to the core? Controls the world I see and walks me through it all. No one but you. No. Thank you.
guides my heart. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness. Your grace is more. Grace is found, is where you are. Where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me. Comes my way. When I cannot stand, I'll fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope and stay.
Welcome back, Hope Show listeners. I'm so happy that you have tuned in to hear God's Word on the Hope Show today. It's always a great time to worship the Lord. And if you're just tuning in today, the message is called Spring Cleaning. We all know what spring cleaning is. It's that time of the year generally after winter is over when we feel energized from the long winter of not being able to get out and do much. So we feel energized and we want to clean out those cluttered rooms in our house that have been needing it for far too long. When cleaning out any space, we are likely to come across things that are broken, useless, and perhaps even dangerous. We also are likely to find among the cobwebs some long-forgotten treasures. Perhaps back in the old days it didn't seem to hold much value to you, but yet years later when you find it again, it has more value to you. The value has changed. It's like this with your spiritual and soul spring cleaning too. If we are honest with ourselves, there was probably quite a bit that we could uncover in the hidden recesses of our mind that we should purge from our core selves. You know, it's like out with the old, the things that we don't need, and in with the new, the positive, the things of Christ. And so, we tuck things like shame and guilt, pain, hurt, forgiveness, anger, and bitterness over past mistakes into the recesses of our mind. And we also hide things like addictions, fear of punishment, fear of failure, self-disqualifying thoughts, trauma, grief, poor self-esteem. We hide all these parts of us away from the rest of the world because we don't want anybody else to know how we feel. But one of the Bible's greatest truths is that God knows all about us, including even the bad things that are going through our minds. And yet he still loves us and wants to cleanse us and make us part of his family forever. Isn't that incredible? No greater love is there than the unconditional love that God so freely gives us. This world is Satan's playground. It's a world full of evil things. And Satan will stop at nothing to tempt you and turn you away from God. We have to remember that we are not from this place. We are merely passing through. That our real home is in heaven. It's not here on earth. We have to be careful what we allow into our hearts and minds. The Bible warns that each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. That's James 1:14. Don't give in to Satan's temptations, and don't be content to let your mind wander in places that it shouldn't. Instead, always turn your mind to Jesus Christ and commit your life to Him. He is the truth and the way. Then ask Him to fill your mind with His love, peace, and righteousness. In Romans 12:2, the Bible tells us, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." Whatever is on our mind that needs purging, if you ask God to reveal something to you, He will do so if you're willing to listen. God's Word cleanses us no matter what our past looks like, no matter what baggage we're trying to hide, no matter what additional responsibilities at work or commitments at church or unfinished projects that we've started, no matter what it is that we have piled up and piled up and piled up, whatever's weighing us down and cluttering our hearts and minds, God's Word can cleanse and declutter those areas of our life. And there are other things too, like pride, idolatry, fear of what others think. But whether we have taken on too many commitments or refusing to let go of some unhealthy things in our lives, the problem is still the same. The clutter in our spiritual lives keeps us from focusing on God, and it stops others from seeing Jesus in us. God wants us to be a light to others, but how can we do that if we still have years of baggage that we haven't dealt with? We have to let go of things that are holding us back. There isn't enough room in us for all of God's goodness when we are cram-packed full of years of useless clutter. Perhaps we need to start taking inventory of the areas of our life that feels chaotic. Just like the rooms in our house. Before we start working on cleaning these rooms, we take inventory of what needs to come out, what no longer serves any purpose. And every person's inventory list is going to look different. Some examples might include your relationship with Jesus, your marriage, your parenting, health and fitness, work. Where is there chaos in your life? What are you struggling with right now? What are some things that you need to let go? Start thinking about what makes these things so chaotic in your life. Are you trying to do too much? Do you need to reassess what is really important to you and what your goals are? For example, I'm going to give you a quick peek into my own personal life situation. I am the type of a personality that I want to help everyone. If I see a need somewhere, I tend to drop everything that I had planned to do to go fulfill that need that someone else has. I oftentimes find myself overcommitted And then I'm racing around trying to get everything accomplished because I always keep my promises. And this happens at the cost of getting my own things done. And I've had to take some inventory of what's truly important in my own life and have had to learn the value of saying no sometimes. I don't like to. I'd like to help everybody that comes my way, but if I can't get my own things done, if I'm not taking care of myself, my own home, my spiritual home, my temple, then how am I going to be any good to anyone else? Now, there are certain things that I will not compromise, things that come first in my life. And then if I have any time left, left over in the day, then I'll decide what else can take precedence. But for me, it's God, marriage and family, health and fitness, and the Hope Show. Those are my main focal points. Friends, you have to take inventory of what stays and what goes. Take inventory of your activities, your relationships, the commitments in each area of your spiritual home, including the things preventing you from glorifying God and making that connection with Him. Maybe you're spending too much time on various types of media. I mean, you can really lose an entire day, you know, watching television or getting caught up on Facebook or whatever the case may be, or listening to the radio, you know, things like that. But maybe you're a procrastinator and keep putting everything off. What lures your mind from where it should be? What do you need to get rid of? When we cling to old habits and sins, we become spiritual hoarders, afraid of letting go of our past selves because we fear that taking that leap of faith with God, that He will give us a better future. Sometimes it's very scary to let go of those things that what we think makes us or defines us. But God is the potter and we are the clay. And we don't have to worry about taking that leap of faith because if we're right with God, if we ask Him for His help, He will help us. He will get rid of all those things that have been holding us back. I know it's uncomfortable. It's uncharted territory. It's a very vulnerable place to be. But friends, we can't move forward if we are still holding on to the things of our past. And as we have covered in today's message, it's not just what is going on in our life right now. Have we stretched ourselves too thin with commitments, obligations? But it's also common sins like pride, anger, resentment, unforgiveness, idolatry, gossip, addictions, fear, anxiety, worry, doubt, guilt, shame over our past, just to name a few things. You can fill in the blanks. But here's what the Bible tells about some of these things. And for instance, in James 1, 19 and 20, it's talking about anger. And it says, "Knowest this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of a man does not produce the righteousness of God." And in Mark 11, 25 and 26, it's talking about resentment and unforgiveness when it says, "And whenever you stand praying, forgive, if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father also, who is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses." And here's what the Bible says about gossip. "A dishonest man spreads strife, and a whisperer separates close friends." And here's what about addictions. The Bible says no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. And here's what the Bible says about fear, anxiety, worry, or doubt. In Philippians 4:6, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And what's the Bible say about guilt and shame from the past? I know there are a lot of other scriptures out there too, but this one in particular says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, and behold, the new has come. Friends, spiritual spring cleaning is not easy, and it's not pleasant. But we have to do these things from time to time. Otherwise, we cannot shine God's light to others as He would have us to do, because there's too much stuff blocking out His light in our lives. Once you've assessed your spiritual life and pulled everything else out, then it's time to start cleaning and replacing the things that need to stay. Putting everything that's meant to stay back into place and purging out the old. This can be a very overwhelming task. But the good news is that God has given us tools to help us make wise choices. He has given us His Word, the Bible. Friends, read it, reread it, and reread it. It's God's message to you. And so it makes it the perfect place to go get advice. And you know, I've found that you can read the same scripture once, twice, three times and more, and one day something will just pop off the page in a way that you've never read it, seen it, or comprehended it before. And that's because the whole Bible is like that. Sometimes you can read something in the Bible and not think much about it one day. It has a new meaning. But one day it has a new meaning. You'll reread something and it'll just leap off the page at you, and you're like, oh, okay. I never got that before. It's God's advice. And when something in particular pops off the page at you, it is God speaking to you directly. He is giving you the message you need at that time in your life. Another tool we've been given is the gift of prayer. Ask God for wisdom to recognize what's standing in your way, and ask Him to give you the courage to let it go. Find a church where other like-minded people fellowship and go to worship the Lord. And I'm not to say that you have to go to church. You can worship the Lord in your own home without going to church. But there's something to be said about being with a body of other believers. They can help you and support you through difficult times. And God may use these fellow believers to speak to you. Each of our spiritual lives will look different. Your inventory list won't look like mine. God created all of us unique. Not one of us is the same. We are as different as the snowflakes in winter. Change takes time, friends. Spring cleaning all the clutter takes time. Don't expect results overnight. Think about how long it took to get your mind in the state that it is now. But the key is to stay on task. And that means keeping in communication with Jesus. In John 15, 1 through 5, Jesus compares Himself to a vine and God to the gardener. God cuts off branches that do not bear fruit, while every branch that does produce fruit, He prunes so that it will produce even more fruit. If we listen to Jesus and do what he says, he will tell us it's time to prune. And he will help us to stay on top of the clutter. And it will get easier over time. Friends, let's bow our head in a closing prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that even in today's world, we can find peace in you. Help us to see the things in our lives that we need to let go of. All the clutter that time has added to. Clutter from past mistakes, the bad habits and the negative feelings that are holding us back from being our best for you. Help us to keep our eyes on you and give us that peace that surpasses all understanding. And we thank you in advance for this unanswered prayer, or this answered prayer. In Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, Amen. Friends, I want to thank you for joining me here on the Hope Show today. I hope you will tune in again next Saturday. So until we meet again next Saturday, same time, same place, may God richly bless you and your family.
From wherever you've been, come broken hearted, let rescue begin. Come find your mercy, oh sinner, come kneel. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. So lay down your burdens, lay down your sorrow that heaven can't heal. Earth has no sorrow.